Parsha of Shlach Lecha, a shvera parsha to understand what exactly went on with the Meraglim. You do have the pasuk that says, Shlach Lecha, Rashi says, Ledatcha, Ani Eini Mitzave Lecha. Baruch Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu Beferish, I'm not commanding you, it's not a mitzvah. Ani Eini Mitzave Lecha. Im Tirtza Shlach. If you really want to send, Shlach, you can send. So what's the oimik? If Hashem wants them to go, it should have been a tzivui. If Hashem doesn't want them to go, so say don't go. What did he leave? Why did Rabban Shalom leave it up to Moshe Rabbeinu and say it's not? I'm not commanding you, but. So, and after that, the pasuk says, the next pasuk in pasuk Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu sent them al pi Hashem. So Rashi says again, how can it be al pi Hashem? It says earlier that it was there, that there wasn't a tzivui. So Rashi says al pi Hashem. Bershusoi, shleikiv al yodoi. So again, the same kasha. What's the word? Al pi Hashem bershusoi. Hashem gave bershus, but it was like the Sisachom said, but it wasn't bigzeirosa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the dogish over here? That it was bershusoi, but not b'mitzvosoi. A few psukim later, Rashi says, told them aluzeva negev to begin with the negev. When they start spying, to begin in the negev. Rashi says, why dafka should they begin the Negev in the south? Hu hoya psoilah shel Eretz Yisrael. He was the psoilah of Eretz Yisrael. Shekein derech atagotn tagrim marinus apsoilah tchilah chakach marinus ashvach. Because the way of sochrim, the way of a soicher, a merchant, is to show the psoilah and then to go on and slowly start to show them the shvach. So again, it's a double pella. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching them business school. How sochrim, how tagar marinus. This wasn't a physical spying. It was a ruchnistic spying. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu teaching them? The way the merchants work, he wants them to spy the same way as business people work. And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "V'risem esaoretz mahi," says Rashi, "Yesh eretz megadeles giboirim, v'yesh eretz megadeles chaloshim." So we also have to understand what that means. What exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu telling them to do? To look at the eretz, what the eretz is megadeles giboirim, the eretz is megadeles chaloshim. What does all that mean? Bekitza, we also have to understand the connection between that and the end of the parasha, which is the parasha of tzitzis. What's the connection of the parasha of tzitzis? There's a chut shel tcheles. We know Chazal say that tcheles corresponds to the yam, gemara menachas. Tcheles looks like the yam to the rakia to the kisei hakomet. So what's the oimek that in every corner of tzitzis there has to be a chut shel tcheles? But the yisod to understand this idea and the whole shlichus of Klal Yisrael to spy out Eretz Yisrael, and why Taka also it had to be through spying. Spying is like you do something, it's like a gnevus das. Sfarim Be'em say, Tolus Yaakov Yosef says, Aluze Banegev, Negev is the same oisis as Ganev. Spying is like a gnevus das. Why Eretz Yisrael Dafka has to be spied, and why the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael has to be acquired through an inyan of ke'ilu of spying of gnevus das. Spies usually dress up as regular people. But that's to understand this. Let's go back to the first time we see the whole inyan, or even before that. Just want to be magdir that there's two types of inyanim and avodas Hashem. There's taka, there's the mitzvahs. A person's obliged to do the mitzvahs. And then there's inyanim of rashus. Inyanim of rashus are in English what's called the grey areas. It's not a mitzvah. It's not an avera. It's an inyan of rashus. In Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashamayim, which is the shoresh of everything, in Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashamayim, Avada is the inyanim of mitzvahs and the inyanim of rishus. And a person tends to think that the ikke inyan of Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashamayim is what? Is the inyan of keeping Hashem's mitzvahs, obeying His orders. But the emes is that we see that the emes, that the ikke Kabbalah's Olam Al Chashamayim is chal in inyanim of taka, in inyanim of rishus. When a person is by the king and he obeys the orders of the king, it's not as much of kovod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to the melech, whatever. as when a person is not busy with a king, and the king doesn't expect, so to speak, from him now. He's not standing before the king that he bows down to him. But even if somebody was far away from the king, yet his whole mindset, even when he's eating and drinking, and whatever he's doing, his mindset is Kvoid HaMelech, because that's the greatest Kvoid Malchus that the king can imagine. If the king knows that when a person's in his house, he's still bound to the king, and he's still talking to his household members about the king, even though he's not actively involved in Inyonim of Melucha, that's the greatest Kabbalas Malchus for the king. In Ruchnius, it's the same thing. Avadan is the mitzvahs. Haba mitzvah kodesh baruch hu, when a person's oisek in the yonim of Roshus, and he's male, he elevates the yonim of Roshus. And even in the yonim of Roshus, he thinks about kodesh baruch hu, and he's looking to be megale malchus shemaim, even in the yonim of Roshus, that's the greatest malchus shemaim. And that's what we find, Taka, in the parasha of Shema, the first parasha of Shema, which is mitzvahs kabbalas ol malchus shemaim, when you recite the pasuk of Shema. So there the pasuk says, B'shivtecho b'viseicho v'lechtecho b'derech. And the Gemara says, in Sukkah, Gemara says there, Gemara learns out that b'derech is reshus. And the Pasuk's teaching us that you have to carry this with you even when you're in yonim of reshus. So says the Gemara in Sukkah. Daf Chofei Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, K'derech ma derech reshus af kol reshus. So the pasuk in Krishna is saying that the mitzvah kabbalas ol malchus shemayim is b'shivtecho b'viseicho v'lechtecho b'derech, where whatever you're doing, even when you're oisek in the yonim of reshus, this riboy that we marbe, that even when you're oisek in the yonim of reshus, you still have an inyan of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. That's the vow that we said, that the malchus shemayim of Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be mispashet, has to incorporate also in yonim of reshus. It's only a habibin there, the Gemara, to be medayik from the word baderech, meaning reshus. Maskana, the Gemara learns out from b'shivtecho b'beisecho, that it's in yonim of reshus. But it doesn't matter. Shail is only from which word you learn in yonim of reshus. But we see in the first parasha of Shema, the pasuk's madgish in yonim of reshus. Because the ikka kabbalah, the ikka kvoid malchus shemaim, is dafke takin in yonim of reshus. So we know Amalek, Ashakorcha Baderech, and the Habimin of the Gemara is Baderech means Taka Rishus. So Zeremez, Ashakorcha Baderech, the Amalek, he cools down, Korcha, he cools down in Yonim of Rishus by Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Rishus, he says you're not involved in spirituality, but even though we have to realize that even when you're involved in Rishus, you have to be Oisik in Ruchnias, you have to male, you have to elevate the Rishus into Ruchnias. And that's the Ikeinion of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And that's really what's going on when the Klal Yisrael were going from the transition from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, in language of Kabbalah, Eretz Yisrael is the beginning of a sphere of Malchus. And if the main Ikeh of Inyanim of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is Inyanim of Rishus, so Klal Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael, the transition between the Midbar, which is living kol kulay in the yonim of Kedusha, the eating the mon, there's no eating, there's no masa matan, no business, everything was legamri ruchni, there wasn't really an inyan of reshus over there for Klal Yisrael to work on. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, which is the bechina of Malchus, so then the ikka avoida coming into Eretz Yisrael taka, where there was going to be masa matan, and every yid was going to get his plot of land and have to work his plot of land, is the transition between the inyan in the midbar, which is bebechinas mitzvah, and coming into Eretz Yisrael, which is the bechina of inyanim of reshus. So therefore, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, ani eini mitzavcha, I'm not commanding you. Coming into Eretz Yisrael is not something that I can command you, because coming into Eretz Yisrael, spying out the land, is a hakdama for Klal Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael, and coming into Eretz Yisrael, they begin their life with a special stress on the inyan of Rishus, and that's why Rashi says, Al Pi Hashem B'Rishusoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing them to the avoid of inyanim of Rishus. Since inyanim of Rishus, and one of the famous examples of inyanim of Rishus, is taka maso maton, working, business, trading. So Moshe Rabbeinu said taka luze banegev, as Rashi says, you got to check out, just like Sochrim, he was taka teaching them to be Sochrim, a Sochr shishprach, and the way the Sochrim work. And there's a beautiful parallel to this. In the first Kenyan that a Yid made in Eretz Yisrael, when Avraham Avinu bought the Maris Machpelah, So there also the pasuk says, Ephraim says, he spoke Sachrish language. Arba meis shekel kesef beini ubincha mahi. Also, Avraham Avinu is learning, so to speak, trading. Because Eretz Yisrael, that's the bechin of Inyanim of Rishus. That's what you have to be coined in Eretz Yisrael, to bring Inyanim of Rishus into the Rishus of Kedusha, into the Rishus of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, Taka, the Sfarim say that this pasuk in Parshas Shlach Lecha, where Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Re'isem es Oretz Mahi, goes back to the first Mahi in the Torah, which is Arba Meis Shekel Kesef Beini Bencha Mahi. This is the avoida of Inyanim of Rishus. Let's be mamik a bit in this inyan, and let's go taka now to the first inyan of Rishus. The first time we see Rishus in the Torah, and that is by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu vayifka b'mokam yolan sham Avram Yaakov Avinu daven tefillas arvis, and Chazal say that tefillas arvis Rishus. Yaakov Avinu is davening a tefillas arvis when he's leaving the yeshiva where he spent the last 14 years, and before he had lived in his heiliger parents' house, and now he's heading to Beis Lavan. Lavan represents, as we'll discuss, in Yonim of Olam Hazeh, and the Nisyonos, the trials and tribulations of Olam Hazeh, then Yonim of Rishus. Yaakov Avinu is going to become a Roye Tzoy now, and therefore he was Mesakin the Tfilas Arvis, which Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And let's just focus now on the Inyan of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Arvis is Miloshin Taruvois. Taruvois means there's a mixture of two things. We know the whole avoida of Inyanim of Rishus is that Rishus means that it's a Taruvois. In other words, it could be taken bad, it could be done good. In other words, if a person tackles an Inyan of Rishus and doesn't do anything with it, then it's negative. If a person does an Inyan of Rishus and does something positive with it, then it's positive. The whole Inyan of a Dovash of Rishus is the Bechina of the Eitz Adas Toivara. Eitz Adas Toivara means there's a Tarubas of Toivara, meaning whatever you do with it, you can either be Malit, or if you're not Malit, you're going to be Moirid. That's the Bechina of the Eitz Adas Toivara, and that's the Bechina in this week's Parsha, where Yaakov Avinu said, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hayesh Bo Eitz Im Ayin. With that Bechina of Yesh Bo Eitz Im Ayin corresponds to the Yesh Im Ayin, Yeshus. Is the Bechina of Rishus, when a person eats, Vayishman Yeshurim, Vayivot, makes him feel Yeshus. In business, a person is successful, he feels Yeshus. Ayin is the Darga Vittel, Bechina's Eitzachayim. Parakol Ponim, the whole focus over here is in Yonim of Rishus, just like Yaakov Avinu was preparing himself to go into Beis Lavan, which is the Olam of Rishus. And therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu davened the Tfilas Arvis. Arvis is Tarubois, but that Tarubois represents the Tchum of Rishus, where it's Taka Tarubois. It's like clay, it depends what you do with it. The reason why he was davened the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, the Tfila, is because the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Krum Zulas Livnei Adam, that the Gemara says, Eilu Dvarim Ho'im Dim Berumoy Shal Oilom Abnei Adam Azalzim Behem Zu Tfila. Tfila is something where Chazal says Oim the Beruma Shel Oilam. It's a very big avoida, but people are mezalzel in the avoida of Tfila. Why are people mezalzel in the avoida of Tfila? Because Tfila versus Torah is called Chayei Shah versus Chayei Oilam. Chayei Shah means that Tfila is a person's davening. Davening for Nyanim of Rishus, for Parnasa, etc. He's davening for Nyanim of Rishus. Rishus is the Bechin of Chayei Shah. But let's remember that whole Inyan of Tefillah is the Bechin of Shavisi Avayel and Egdi Somid, as is printed, as is engraved in front of the Chazan Shtender in Shul. In other words, the whole Inyan of Tefillah is where a person has to be completely focused only in Ruchnius. So the Inyan of a Tefillah, which is Chayei Shah, means that you've got to take the Chayei Shah and you've got to focus it to make it Kulei Ruchni. That's the Inyan of Tefillah. So therefore, Taket Zvarm Oinde Beruma Shel Oilam, because you're taking something into the highest Madregas, but people are Mazalzel in it because you're being Oisek in Chayei Shah. But the Iker Kabbalah Salma Al Chashemayim, we just said, is the Inyan of Chayei Shah. And therefore, it's really Zvarm Oinde Beruma Shel Oilam, and people are Mazalzel. And that's why before Shemoyne Esra, which is Tefillah, which people are mezalzel on, before that we recite Shema, just before Shmoyne Esra, because Shema Taka is where it's Nizgala, that the Kabbalah's Iker, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim Taka, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim is in Inyonim of Rishus, of Elechtach of Aderech, B'Shivtach Ho, B'Beisecho. And that's a reminder when it comes to Shmoyne Esra, even though we're davening for Inyonim of Rishus and Tfilah's Chayeshah, but nevertheless we have to be Malit, we have to make it into Dvar Moim, the Berumah Shel Olam. That's Pshat at Tfilah's Rishus. And that's why it's Tfilah's Arvis Rishus, because the Arvis corresponds to that Tarubus of Inyanim of Rishus, where you have the Toi V'ra mixed together. I call upon him, that's the way Yaakov Avinu is davening for a Tfilah's Arvis Rishus. He's on his way to Beis Lavan. We know that Lavan was a Ramai, he was a swindler, because this is Yaakov Avinu's first connection to Olam HaZetaka. And he says that, the Chazal say that Yaakov told Lavan, Ochiv ani b'ramos, I can also be a Ramai. What does it mean? Yaakov Avinu is Ochtitin Emes LiYaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the Midas Emes. But the truth is, and this is a Merdek and Akuda, that a person in Olam HaZeh, we're talking about Inyanim of Rishus over here, a person has to be in Inyanim of Rishus like a Ramai, like a swindler, meaning he's doing something that's not a mitzvah. He's eating a meal, he's doing business, but inside him his kavon has to be l'shem shemaim. His kavon has to be mal and yonim of nitzoytzen. That's a deeper machshava, even bechlal, to eat l'shem shemaim, to say divrei Torah at the table, to be makar of your client when you do business, and whatever the case is. Very often, and more often than not, in yonim of rishus, the way to be mal at any rishus is like to be a ramai. What is a ramai? What is a swindler? You say one thing and you mean something else. Like love, and he hugged Yaakov Avinu because he wanted to see if he had diamonds. So externally, it looks like you're shooting for one thing, and really in your mind you have something else. That's really a person's whole esek in Olam HaZeh, like a Ramai. A person's whole esek in Olam HaZeh has to be like a bechina of a Ramai. That you're stomach eating and drinking, you're esek in Yanam of Rishus, but in your mindset you mal it. So Yaakov Avinu had to go to Beis Lavan to learn the trade, to learn how to be a Ramai, to take that and be, and when he becomes a Roy Yitzoyin, to know how to do all the Helega Avoidas and Yechudim that he did, as we know from Svomak Doshim, when he was a Roy Yitzoyin. So that's why he taka went, he had to learn the tricks of the trade, how to live Olam Hazadik, how to live a life of Olam Hazeh, how to be a Ramai, how to be Malah, how to make Kedusha out of Inyanim of Rishus, which is like a Shtikl Ramai. That's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, that's the koyach of being mal in Yonim of Rishus. So Meila, therefore, we can understand Taka why here Moshe Rabbeinu Taka was telling them that you're going now and preparing yourself for Eretz Yisrael, you're preparing yourself to live Taka a life of Rishus. For that you have to be like Miraglim. Miraglim are spies, spying out secret locations, seeing the Avodas Hashem in Inyanim of Rishus. And that's what Rashi means, what Rashi said. They were going in from a transition of Mitzvah to Rishus. Now, can you do how we said that Inyanim of Rishus is a Tarubois? It's either going to succeed or it's going to be a failure. And that's where the Meraglim fell. The Meraglim was so used to not being Oisek in Inyanim of Rishus Bechlal, being Oisek just in Inyanim of Kedusha. And when you're Oisek just in Inyanim of Kedusha, when you're Oisek in Inyanim of Kedusha, so then it's a better life than the Meraglim felt. Now they have to be spies, they've got to be Gashmias, but in the Gashmias secretly there's Ruchnias. Everything was open to them. Why go into such a type of life? And that's why they came back. They looked at the external of Eretz Yisrael and they said the external is too dangerous. Going into a life of Gashmias, who says that we're going to be Matzliach to be a Ramai? Who says we're going to be Matzliach to focus on Gashmias on a Ruchnias Tikka Oifen? It's a dangerous avoidah Rishus. Some people take it's mechazik, but some people fall from it. And that's what Rashi means, where Rashi says, Hurisam Saaretz Mahi, Yish Eretz, there is Artsius, there is Gashmius, Megadelis Giboyrim, there is Gashmius that makes people into Giboyrim by being Koibesh and by working through Olam HaZeh, by elevating, by steiging, elevating in Yanam of Rishus. Just like Chazal say, the Neshama comes down into the Guf, so the Neshama has to have an impact on the Guf, and the Neshama steigs when it makes the Guf more Ruchni. The Guf is like an Inyan of Rishus, but if you make the Guf holy, so then the Neshama steigs from it. So Yesh Eretz, says Rashi, there is an Artzius, Megadelas Giboyrim, that makes people better, but Yesh Eretz Megadelas Chalashim, is something make people Shvacha, some people fall from it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that it's a type of Avoid of Rishus was a type of Avoid. If you make it, you make it very high. But if you drop, you drop. And that's what the Meraglim are scared of when they saw the Gashmias. even though inside the Gashmius there's so much Ruchnius, the potential, but still, the Gashmius was too overwhelming. And that's why Taka, they bought grapes. Grapes, we know, is the Indian of, has a sod inside, Nichnas Yain, Yotza Soid, there's Avada Soidus in everything you do, but the grapes are too big. In other words, the external, the Gashmius is too big, regardless of the fact that you can transform it into Ruchni by having Kavonas, by having Inyanim of Soid, of Soidus, of Machshobas, of Moichin, the Godless. And they were scared of such a thing. But by not wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael, by not wanting to go into Eretz Yisrael, it was an Indian of being Poigim and an Indian of Malchus Shemayim. The end of the parasha, we have the parasha of Tzitzis. Tzitzis is also a Geder of Rishus, Kilu, it's not a Chiv. If you have a Beged, etc., it's a mitzvah that you can bring yourself to the mitzvah. It's our choice. It's also a type, not exactly, but it's a type of Geder of Rishus. But every strand of every corner of Tzitzis has a psilt chelis, and chelis we said before corresponds to the gets you to the kisa kovod. The kisa kovod is malchus, and the Rabban Shalom saying that when you're the beggar on the Tzitzis, that's the beginning of the anana kovod. That's the beginning where they were completely wrapped around, and it was kulei ruchni. But the Rabban Shalom saying the tachlis is that even beyond the beged, even the strands of tzitzis that go beyond the beged, there you have to find avodas Hashem, and that's where the ikud malchus is. Malchus is kisa kovod. So the psil, the tchelis, which corresponds to the kisa kovod, which is the kisa kovod, is the bechinas malchus of Hashem. Dafkin in yonim beyond the nana kovod. Dafkin in yonim of rishus. There you have to find. By being ma'ala, then there you'll find the chutzul tchelis. So that's the focus, and that's the pshat in this week's parasha. Rabban Shalom should help us. We should be zorcha beza Hashem taka in golas edoy mashakocha baderech to focus in inyanim of rishus and to try our best to be male in inyanim of rishus until the point where beza Hashem is barach will be zorcha to be male taka all inyanim of rishus. And we should be zorcha that this world should taka be a world which pronounces malchus shemayim even in inyanim of rishus, and all inyanim of rishus should be nisalat in inyanim of mitzvah. Just to finish up the icing, with this we can understand and Amori Dekawe, the first Mishnah in Shabbos. The first Mishnah in Shabbos Taka talks about the Melechas Haitzar, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. And we know Pnimiyas HaTorah, Rishus HaRabim. What's Peshchina Rishus HaRabim? Rishus HaRabim is a Rishus. It's a Rishus. We've just been giving a whole Shia on the Nyanim of Rishus. And Rishus HaRabim means when it's still Begeder Rabim. In other words, when it's still Begeder Taruba, it's when it's still a plural of Toiv and Ra. Before a person's been Mala the Rishus to Kedusha. Before a person elevates the Rishus to Kedusha, it's a Rishus HaRabim, like we said earlier. It's a Taruba. It depends what you do with it. That's the Bechina of Rishus HaRabim. Shabbos is the Bechina of Rishus HaYochid, meaning when you Mala all the Inyonim of Rishus, and when until both Mitzvah and both Rishus is all one Rishus, that's the Bechina of Rishus HaYochid. And it's Taka Pel de Gazach, the first Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, deals with the Indian of Hoitzah. And the Indian of Hoitzah, there's a Balabais inside, and there's in the Shusa Yachid, and there's an Oni in the Shusa Rab. What's the why? Why does Masechet Shabbos begin with this? And Bechlal, we have to understand why Harry's doing a mitzvah of tzok over here. So, how you magdir the Aveira of Hoitzah? Osher giving tzedakah to an oni. I might say somebody passes one thing from one rishus to the other. Why do you have to come onto a mitzvah tzedakah? Why do you have to drag a mitzvah tzedakah into this aveira over here of Hoitzah? But the answer is a big yisod over here, and that is that during the week the whole avoida is to give tzedakah to the rishus harabim. Meaning rishus harabim is taka, we said, has toiv and ra, has kedusha and klipa, and the kedusha is stuck in the klipa, it's an inyan of rishus, and therefore, as Sfar Magdashim say, when you take the inyan of rishus and you mal it, so you're rescuing the tzad hatoiv that's stuck over there in the rishus harabim. So during the week, the ikar avoida is for a person to give tzedakah to the rishus harabim, to give tzedakah to the oni, the shchina kedusha that's in yonim of rishus. Rishus is stuck over there. And by Inyonim of Rishus, a person can take it out, can rescue it by elevating his Inyonim of Rishus L'Shem Shamayim. Not going into it now, but that's the whole chiluk between something that's mutter, something that's osa. Something that's osa, so the chiluk of the kus inside is bound. Osir means it's bound. You cannot rescue it. You cannot take it out. But Mashenke is something that's mutter, Inyon of Rishus. That's mutter. It's not a mitzvah. It's only mutter. It's an Inyon of Rishus. It's permitted. Mutter means matir asurim. You can untie, meaning that the tzara toiv, the elikus, the shchina kedosha in there can be rescued, can be taken out of jail. So basically, the definition of Rishus Rabim is something where you have kedusha which is locked up in jail. You have an oni, the shchina kedosha. He's the oni in the Rishus Rabim. And during the week, the whole avodah during the week is to be mashpia and to give tzedakah to the shchina kedosha and to rescue the shchina kedosha. Pachad kazach. Mashenkin on Shabbos, where all the Nyonim of Rishus, they all have an aliyah, the Chodoydi likras Kala, where the Shechina Kedosha goes back up to its Shoyrish. So therefore, one need not be Mashpia, so to speak, and therefore that's why it becomes a Melech of Eitzah on Shabbos. That's the Inyan of Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Shabbos is cooler in the Bechina of Rishus HaYochid, and Mishim Zoychat Yom Shekuli Shabbos, and Nucha L'chai Elom, and Meher B'Yavinu Amin. Hemshech of the previous Tvatoyer on Parsha Shlach Lecha. We discussed by Arichas the Inyan, the whole Parsha Shlach Lecha shows a person and teaching a person the Chashivas of Inyanim of Rishus, something that's not naturally a mitzvah, but a person can make it into a mitzvah. If he does it with a good kavana l'shem shemayim, so then he can be ma'ale it. So that also explains Be'emes, the Hemshech of the Parsha. We explain the beginning and the end, the tzitzis at the end, and the Meragnim at the beginning, but the other sections of the Parsha also understand with this, because the Pasuk says straight after the story of the Meraglim, so the Pasuk says, Vadabash Moshe Lemor, Peperik Tazvov, Kisavoyu El Eretz Moshe Seichem, and then the Pasuk talks about the Inyan of bringing up Menochos. Then the Pasuk talks about the Inyan of Hoya Bacholchem in Lechem Ha'oretz, Tarimu Trumel Hashem. The whole Inyan of this is Inyan from Lechem Ha'oretz, which is the Inyan of Achila, which is in Yonim of Rishus, how you can be Mala in Yonim of Rishus to make them into Menachos. And then we have the Mitzvah of Truma. Truma is Inyan to be Toirim, to elevate in Yonim of Rishus. Rishus Arisa Seichem, the Inyan of the Mitzvah of Chala, and then you also have the Inyan of the Mekoshish Eitzim. The Mekoshish Eitzim also has a close kesher with what we're saying now, because what the Pagam of the Mekoshish Eitzim, he took our holy soid one step too far. We were Mechalek, there's Inyanim of Mitzvahs, and then there's Inyanim of Rishus. And Inyanim of Rishus, if you have the right Kavana, see Yomala, the Inyan of Rishus. Tzlofcha, see, the danger of this Avoida Rishus is you can take it too far. Tzlofcha is an example, or wherever, the Mekoshish Eitzim is an example of somebody who took it too far, namely, that if you can take something that's not a mitzvah, and through your Kavonis L'Shem Shemayim, you can make it into a mitzvah, so then actually you can do the same with an Avera. You can take something which is Mamish and Avera, and you can be Male with a Kavonis L'Shem Shemayim and make it into a mitzvah. And that's Be'emes, all again, that's already going too far. With Rishus you can do that, but that those are the barometers. Beyond Rishus, taking an Avera and be Male an Avera, to elevate an Avera L'Shem Shemayim, that we do not have permission to do that. Meira, therefore, even though we had a Kavon on L'Shem Shemayim, it's still considered a Chil Shabbos. You can only take an Inyan of Rishus and with the right Kavana elevate it. You can't take an Avera with the right Kavana and elevate it. And that was the Pagam of Tzlofchot. And that's also Be'etzem connected to the first Mishnah in Shabbos, where he's doing a mitzvah of Tzedakah. He might do a mitzvah. He's being Mechal Shabbos L'Shem Shemayim. Just like the first Chil Shabbos was in the Midbar was a L'Shem Shemayim Dikah Chil Shabbos, so too the first Mishnah. The first mission in Shabbos, he was giving tzedakah. He's giving tzedakah to the Oni. So even though it's an Inyan that you're not allowed to do, Haitzah is a Melach you're not allowed to do, but he might have had, if you have a Kavon on the Shem Shemayim, actually that transforms Aver into a mitzvah. So the same Chiddush of the Parsha Mekoshish Eitzim is the same Chiddush at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. That this whole Inyan of Rishus, Hare Rishus, the first mission of Shabbos talks about the Inyan of Rishuyos, and the whole Inyan of Rishus, that's as far as you can go. You can only elevate an Inyan of Rishus and make it into a Rishus HaYochid, but you cannot elevate an Inyan of Avera and incorporate that and make that into an Avodas Hashem.